Yo, Vontae, can you hear me, bro?
Hey, it's Charlamagne. We live?
LGTV.TV. Charlamagne finna leave Breakfast Club. Speaking of,
Oh, yeah, I think so, bro.
that's about to be dead. It's about to be over. Young Trey.
Behind the dashboard, I do the dashboard. Brown number my
LGTV.TV.
baby get dashboard.
Hey Trey,
Yo.
my boy say you don't want to stand face to face.
Yeah, I bet.
Who is that?
I don't know. I look on the profile, he's from Cason, Texas. I'm like, bruh, now you're eating it. Like, at one point, I was like, okay, maybe he trying to, you know, absorb some of this, but now you ignorant. You just ignorant. I'm done here. You lost, like you're lost.
You
Like,
ignorant.
You lost. Like I can't reel you back in. Like you need real intervention. Like, and so I was serious. I was like, come to my job, sit down, we'll talk. I maybe could reel you back in, but texting ain't gonna work for you. You lost, buddy. LGTV.
What's
What's
happening,
up?
bro? Young Gary, what's happening?
Just chilling, bro. Just missed out what the hell y'all was talking on.
Are they talking about some East Texas stuff? We don't get involved in
Okay.
that.
You was in East Texas 4 years of your life. Stop it.
Hey, young,
I just
hold on.
I
Nah, I was out there longer than
heard
that.
Trey drop game on people and they wasn't listening, man. You can't educate everybody, bro.
I mean, it's a hard battle that I don't want to fight. I do want to fight it. I'll be trying, but.
It's hard to educate motherfuckers who don't want to listen and close mind.
Yeah, golly, you're telling my skin. What about black on black crime? What's up?
Man, that's the number one thing they go to, bro. That's what you say when you have no other
Yeah.
real true argument,
Right.
because clearly you're purposely being ignorant because
Purposely.
you know what I'm gonna say after that. Like you're purposely
Like
being
you're
ignorant. Like we always say, black people are not killing other black people because they black. Like, and if you whoever you're around, that's who kill you the most. Like common sense.
Exactly.
White people kill white people the most. Like,
Basically.
it's common
Basically.
sense. Like, bro. And duh, when we say Black Lives Matter, like duh, we want us to stop killing us. But statistics show like that's gonna happen. So, regardless of what you think about it, people of the same race are gonna do that. Like, it's just
I'd be
gonna
happy to
happen.
check people.
It's just how the
We should have
world
to check
is.
our own people about that. Y'all scream Black Lives Matter, but we killing each other. Shut up.
Oh yeah, I hate that, bro.
Man. Like, duh, bro, duh, we want that to end. But I mean, come on now, like.
It's crazy, especially these past few weekends, especially in Chicago and other cities. Young children have been getting killed due to stray bullets and people shooting in the crowds and shit. Shit's ridiculous.
Exactly what he brought up.
Yeah,
40
bro.
people
I mean,
died in
it's
Chicago.
sad.
Nobody
We
said nothing
know.
about it. Yeah, because them people that got killed, their killers are going to prison. They're not going home tonight. They're going to prison.
Exactly, bro. We get investigated and they
And
go right to
I didn't even
jail.
get into what Kevin and Vontae was talking about. Like, we have black people that are lobbying to get that, you know, that white couple that pulled the gun on the black family. They're
I
trying to get
was
them
telling
out of
you about
jail, bro. They're like, bro, black people don't, we don't care. Right
Like,
is right
bro,
wrong.
I don't understand.
Tell you, bro. Like,
I don't understand why black people are going so hard for that couple, bro. What was you finna say, Monte? Like,
I said,
that's
me and
confusing me,
Jordan, I
bro.
was telling you about that the other day.
Oh, it's people doing that shit for real?
Bro,
Yeah.
they're lobbying
Yeah,
like
bro, it's
free
wild.
Karen. Like, I haven't
Oh.
even looked into it enough. But my thing is, it's not just about race with us. Like, we don't care, bro. You can be white, black, or Mexican. We gonna ride for you. We gonna ride for you. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but yeah, that's my point.
But I didn't know people were trying to get them out of jail,
Like,
bro. I did
honestly,
not know that.
they're like, this is okay, they wrong, so we don't want to be the black people who, you know what I'm saying, don't condemn each other when we in the wrong, blah blah blah, like that. But bro, like y'all, it's a thin line between like trying to hold each other accountable and going for somebody who was clearly in the wrong. Like they went to jail, bro. Like I understand trying to hold other black people accountable, but bro, what they did was wrong. Putting out a gun in that situation was completely unnecessary. That's not saying the black people didn't antagonize it, but again, that don't matter. A gun being pulled was
That's why I said a lot of
unnecessary.
people don't need guns, bro. A lot of people just cowards and scary, and they feel like, oh, I can turn the whole situation and get myself power if I pull this gun. That's a crime. You know what I'm saying? Brandishing a weapon.
Right. Can't just brand she
could, all they like had to that, do was bro. Pull they up. She got out of her car. She got out of the safety of her car to do that.
Out. Like we was telling him, like, bro, they wasn't cornered, blocked in, unable to leave, nothing like that. If that was the case, I would be 100% on their side. I would say, yeah, pull you, like, I mean, common sense. You felt threatened. You blocked in, whatever, cool. None of that was the case. They got out the car when they could have left. Like, well, I'm confused about why all this extra stuff.
Right. I don't be understanding that shit. You had a whole argument with Tevin for a whole, 2 hours?
Yeah, man. I just
feel like niggas just want to have something to talk about and argue about. Because anybody with common sense would know that shit was wrong.
Yeah, man. But, I mean, I guess that was a good place to get started. But what's been really grinding y'all gears? What y'all really want to get into first?
I had my home contract. Let's get it out the way.
Say it again.
My home contract. Let's get it out the way.
All right. Oh, I mean, shout out to the black man from East Texas.
Shout out to that Lynn white Page. Girl who stuck with him because she ain't leaving now. She ain't leaving now, boy. She better not get a pregnant, get a divorce. She better break it with her now.
Does his contract reset the market so they can get more money? How's that going to work?
But niggas gonna go for it, but
at the market, like, bro, no, you're not getting that. Like, I don't care, you niggas not getting it. Everybody don't get that. Like, get the hell on. Niggas talking about this give back leverage. No, it don't.
Whenever we ever seen in football a contract outside of 6 years? That shit was 10 years. Surprised the shit out of me. I just felt
Tyron Smith contract was like that.
I'm talking quarterback wise.
How do y'all feel about the contract? I had a talk with a coworker, and I told him flat out, it's not gonna end well.
The QB to my
it's Mahomes? You said the contract not gonna end well.
Mahomes not gonna end well. It's not gonna end
well. Oh yeah, it's not. Never does. It's not.
What you A-Rod contract? Yeah.
What you mean?
Who else had that 10 years? Like, they just don't end well. That's
basketball though. If he don't get injured, I don't see how it don't end well. Only a devastating career.
I think he's injury prone. I think I'm not saying he don't deserve his money, but it might have been premature for 10 years. I don't know. I just feel like in 4 years we'll be restructuring his contract, but not for the. Okay, you're 1-1 in the Super Bowl, and you've had a great career. Next year, I mean, or the year after, Aaron Rodgers is probably the best arm talent we've ever seen.
Yeah, no. As far as the Super Bowls go, I do think if you're a Kansas City fan or anybody who's saying, "Oh yeah, they definitely gonna win,"
it don't work like that in football. It don't. You got the best team every year and lose.
Now, of course, Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, and other great quarterbacks right now, they've had to deal with this storm of the Patriots. So it's kind of different. But, I mean, I guess some people think the Chiefs are going to become the Patriots, but that's not a guarantee. They are, like, the exception to the rule. Right. They're not right. – I don't think
– And if you talk about Aaron Rodgers and Drew Brees, they in the NFC. They fucked their own selves up. The Packers fucked it up for themselves in that first Super Bowl by letting the defense deteriorate for year after year.
Bro, what was that stat Vontae about the Packers? They don't draft like first talent. Round talent, like receivers.
It was like 10 years. It was like 10 years.
Yeah, something like that. It's crazy, like.
And the prime example, I think a good example for like when people talk about, they're going to be doing it for the next 10 years are the Saints. The Saints won one Super Bowl and they ain't been back since. They didn't shot themselves in the foot the last few seasons. Then they also had a stretch of just being bad and not making the playoffs.
I
think Drew Brees is one of the most dangerous quarterbacks ever.
He's still great in the regular season, it's just the playoff games.
As I'm saying, I feel like he can come into any state of any night he wants to throw
fouls. Yeah, the playoff games. Especially the last few seasons, he just don't show up.
It's crazy.
Yeah, so I mean, ain't nothing guaranteed, bro. You can't, you know what I'm saying? You can't guarantee nothing. So I know it's people who want to do that.
I mean, but I understand you can't not pay them, but I just don't think it's well. I mean,
so you think like year six he gonna get hurt or something and be done?
I'm thinking year four he's gonna start deteriorating because of injuries, because you know you get that quick injury early in your year or a couple injuries early in your year and then it just goes downhill. Like, ain't too many people that just came back and just.
Yeah, and
I'm still surprised. What's his name? From the
76ers
still holding up. What's his name?
Only reason he's making it right now is because he's gonna play all the games.
I'm like, this dude's not gonna make it. Like, he's
too
much, but
I think he can make it.
Anything happen? I mean, anything happen? Like,
it's
weapon.
What'd you say, Trey? My bad.
Say it again.
Say that again, Trey.
He has so many weapons, especially Pat Mahomes. If that changes, is he able to play with less of talent like Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady? Like, can he do it? I mean, he has like what, like two of the fastest.
Trey breaking out for me.
Yeah, he breaking up a lot.
Your phone kind of breaking up. Can y'all hear me? Yeah.
But Trey making good points, but one thing is this, and nobody talking.
Y'all hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, yeah.
The one thing they're not talking about is a team. And the football is a team game. You put all your money into one player like Pat, right? Everybody else got to get paid. You still got to have your defense. Other people got to get paid, and that contract lock up a lot of money. Chris Jones is gone. He was a catalyst for that defense in the Super Bowl. He ain't coming back. Then you got to hope niggas like Sammy Watkins give you a few plays every now and then. Can Tyreek Hill keep it up? You know, it's a lot of shit that go on to winning another Super Bowl.
Vontae, what you think?
You heard what I said, right?
No, I heard you.
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure I heard.
I just think at some point, like probably around that fourth or fifth year, they're gonna restructure.
They're gonna have to.
40, 50, I think it's like 50 million against the cap. Like, bro, that's insane.
Mm-hmm. But I'm happy. Restructure it and make and bring back some of that cap money and let them help the squad out.
But I'm happy for them, though. Get your money, man.
Oh, for sure, yeah. Because again, you can always do that. You can always restructure it down the line. But either way,
look, you see what Trey said.
Say it again. Oh, hold up. Yeah, what you say?
I was saying, you see what Trey said?
I'm trying to look now. What the hell? I'm going to close this one, and I'm going to get right back. All right, here we go. We rocking. We back rocking. LGTV.TV. You niggas know what's up.
We here.
But yeah, man, back to the Breakfast Club breaking up. That's crazy, bro. When you think they gonna announce it?
How you know they're breaking up? I ain't hear nothing about
that. Yeah, Charlamagne been throwing out little, what you wanna call it, Vontae? Hints.
Yeah, I mean, he put on his podcast, he was basically saying like he'll be crazy not to like see what's out there. But I mean, that could be an
his contract. Yeah, it's up in December or something, or what?
I think he's gonna shop. Nigga name that got that big deal from Spotify.
Rogan.
Yeah.
You. Joe Rogan.
And then he was like, yeah, he's like, if they give Joe that bag, he's like, I'd be crazy not to like go over, basically go over there and see what they offer me.
They not gonna get Joe Rogan money though.
But is Joe Rogan getting money from who?
Spotify.
Yeah, I heard of, yeah, he got that new Spotify deal what, a month ago? Close to a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Rogan, man, he making that middle of that podcast shit for years.
Without him, the Breakfast Club definitely ain't the same though.
So Charlamagne,
yeah, it's not the same.
So Charlamagne leaving or something?
He might be.
Yeah, they can't. You ever watch the episode when he ain't there?
It is kind of boring. Angela and Envy, they're not really like that by themselves.
Angela, you can carry your own show when it comes to like the gospel shit, like lip service, but the Breakfast Club, no.
Yeah, me and my wife actually watched a few of them. What's her show called? On YouTube,
lip service show.
Yeah, lip service. Yeah, lip service.
Yeah, I watched a couple times.
Yeah, it's
did y'all cool. Watch what's the name?
Who?
Envy Podcast, him and his wife.
Oh, I've been forgetting to watch it.
I ain't watched it.
They mostly talk about like more relationship type stuff on there.
They talk about marriage and shit all the time.
Yeah.
So what we talked about Pat. What's y'all thoughts on the Cam and the Patriots deal? He officially signed today. What's y'all thoughts on that?
I'm happy he has a job. That's all I'm going to say. I'm glad he got a job. They got him for cheap because they know nobody else wanted him. But he deserved more bread than that. But
if he stays healthy all year,
they win 10 games.
They got to get some more help, though. Some weapons.
If he's healthy all year, they win 10 games.
Not Belichick.
So that means they win a division.
Tennessee.
The Bills might go 6-10.
So are you picking the Patriots to win the division, or are you saying?
No.
I don't know. I'm picking. No. Listen, I'm saying. If the Bills will go 10-6 and they beat us both times, they win the division. I really don't know. But I'm saying we had them, at 6-10? No, 7-9 before Cam. I think Cam brings a few more W's, even with the skeleton roster. I think he can bring a few more W's. I think that he's never put enough time.
Josh Allen and the quarterback, it's consistency and turnovers. Like, you don't know.
And then you bring Cam Newton, who's a generational talent, and you give him a coach like that.
Sure, the thing is, Cam ain't never put up great numbers all the time, like passing wise, like with his completion percentage. Like,
he's right.
They're going to be more productive half the time.
I think they're going to be more of what Bill want to be. They're just going to run the ball way more. They just gone.
Right. And I don't think the defense got hurt as much, you know, with number one defense in the league. I don't think the defense got hurt as much from everything that happened in the offseason so far, you know. So we still can hold people under, you know, 21 points and tell Cam to go out there and lead us to, you know, a few touchdowns and a couple field goals. Like, that's going to win. You know, I feel like they can muster up 10 wins. I think they can. It's going to be exciting to see. I would have to say that. What the black mobile quarterback's going to do in the beforehand, you know, basic drop back.
Because, I mean, he's been in Carolina. Like, now, like, ain't too many people going to want to tackle Cam in the cold in December. Ain't too many niggas trying.
That's what I'm saying. If he's healthy, I'm telling you, I want him.
Ain't too many niggas trying to tackle Cam all game. So, if he's healthy.
You think Brady was cold? You think Brady was cold at the quarterback seat? Like, Cam's going to be, you know, 71-71 on 3rd-and-2 quarterback seat. We ain't got to turn around and hand it off at, you know, on second and goal from the win. We got to turn around. Go, Cam. But, you know, you just never know. Little stuff like that. Brady was, like I said, Brady was the least mobile quarterback of all starting quarterbacks. All of them.
Philip, the most unathletic.
Philip. even Big Ben being touching 300 pounds was mobile.
Yeah, Philip probably the most unathletic quarterback.
I can't remember. It's like when he run his robotic. I remember once I saw Joe Flacco do a scramble for a touchdown one time. It was so damn slow.
Vontae, do you agree with the 10-6?
Let me preface by all this saying I don't even know if we're gonna have a football season, but if we do, we got the Patriots.
I don't know either.
By 7-9.
Do you think
you know what? I don't know why, but I actually did think he would bring more wins, but then Gary convinced me that he ain't gonna have no help, that the defense ain't gonna play as well as they did last year. But he was like, it don't matter what Cam do.
Cam just need one. He need a receiver. He need a receiver.
You can't game plan for the Patriots.
But just think about it. When the last time Cam been healthy, dog? Cam been hurt for like 2 years. That's a big if, man. Shoulder, the ankle, the back. Like, there's so much shit happening with Cam.
Well, he's had plenty of time to heal. He's gonna have hopefully a better coach O-line.
I hope he's healthy.
But Trey, what is up with Sonny Michel? That's the biggest mystery of last season. That nigga will show up in the game, then he'll be on the bench for like 2 weeks. Like I think nobody knows.
Tell you, when we drafted Sonny Michel, I was so crunk because the last time I saw him play, I think he went to Georgia, right? He was playing against, I don't know if it was Alabama. He was going off with somebody. I was like, oh my god!
Yeah, like then they also got the other boy from Alabama, Damian Harris. I'm like, what the fuck he was at last year?
They didn't use him at all.
I forgot he got drafted by them. We had to go back and look. They got him like the 3rd or 4th round.
So I think they're going to go – I mean, they're going to use committee again. They got 4 running backs, so I think they're going to use all of them still.
That's what I'm saying. I think a little right. They're going to go more of a pound the ball.
Rex, Sony, James White, and Damian Harris, I think they're just going to use all of them. Just see.
Sony Michel just in that doghouse, and they kill him for real. That nigga barely played. Get like a couple snaps.
I love Cam, bro, but I just been so down on the Patriots. I can't lift myself back up to be like, yeah, now it's gonna be, you know, way better. I'm gonna just say I still think the Bills win the division. I don't know what the Patriots gonna go. I still got the Bills in that division.
I know. What the hell? What's all that in the background? Like the ice cream.
Ice cream truck. Driving, but I'm outside.
I know, like. I was watching Colin. Yeah, damn.
I'm going to have to sit down.
He gone now, bro. He gone.
Nah, that nigga gone. That nigga still chasing the truck.
He ain't gone.
He gone, bro.
Nigga Lou chasing the truck. That's why she was so loud. He trying to chase that damn truck.
Why I kept getting louder. Lou chasing.
I would have been. Like my daughter had heard it. I'm glad she didn't.
Like, I was listening to Colin Cowherd this week, and he was somebody asked him, would Cam make an impact just as big as an impact Randy Moss did when he came? And then he said, nah. And he made some great points. That shit ain't gonna happen. The Randy Moss effect? Yeah, he can't do that. He'll make
that's tough to compare.
You can't get two different positions. So. It's two different positions and shit.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough.
Mm-hmm.
Randy Moss is one of the is arguably the third greatest receiver ever. Like
if you think about it, if Randy Moss is one of the most is the most talented wide receiver to ever come in the NFL. Numbers or not, talent wise, speed, like run speed, physical talent, yes. Jerry Rice has had better numbers. If Jerry Rice had Randy Moss's physical abilities, if Jerry Rice had Randy Moss's physical of fucking abilities, you can catch even more now. How long was he in there? Like 3 years?
Killed Randy Moss, man.
That's a long 3 years.
Yeah, then he came to Patriots, and it just like came. He came to Patriots.
That was a long 3 years.
So Jerry Rice had Joe Montana and Steve Young throwing to him. Imagine he had great quarterbacks. Imagine Moss had and Steve Young.
Boy. Yeah. Then you think about it, Randy Moss fell off a cliff when he left the Patriots that last time. He went to like three different teams in one season, it was over with.
I'm trying to think.
Why are we still here to ice cream, man?
Are you up the street? Think somebody stopped him. What was I finna say, though? So Patriots, Cam, Patrick Mahomes, Young Vontae. Cowboys trash.
What y'all think about Clowney contract situation? He's still trying to find a team.
He dumb.
You ain't gonna set the market with 3 sacks and not having 10 sacks at all.
That boy is Sonic.
Yeah, I don't know about that Clowney situation, bro. Like,
and then they talking about it's looking like he probably might end up back at Seattle, but
it's gonna be less awkward. And less money. I'm not giving you the same contract I offered you 5 months ago, nigga.
Do you think he would play? He's not gonna play as hard for them. People already question his work ethic and how hard he do play. So like. Going back to the team that you thought didn't pay you what you thought you deserved, going back to them, like, you know, how hard are you going to play? Especially if it's a one-year deal. I guess he might play hard because he want to get big money, but at the same time, it's like, I just don't see it. Like, he never turned out to what everybody thought
he was going to be. He's a great run defender, but a subpar, okay, pass rusher. Let's be honest.
That's what DeMarcus Lawrence is, and people be pissing me off by talking about, look what he did in the run game. Nigga, if Jerry Jones knew he was going to pay him to stop the run,
he wouldn't have paid him.
You get paid to get sacks, get forced fumbles. Nigga, I don't care if you're stopping the run. Nigga, what?
That's what got linebackers.
You don't get paid to – you didn't get that amount of money to say, stop the run. The hell? What are you like? Niggas be defending that nigga. Like it's just like he's just the coldest.
You only bring that up when you're a great pass rusher and you can stop to run. Like that nigga do both. If he can cover two, that's perfect. But
you pay him to be one of the top DNs to stop the run.
I look at two seasons. The last season he was in Houston on one of the last when Wyatt was healthy and he played. Yes, Wyatt had 16 sacks. Didn't miss a game. Clowney only gave you 9. When you got Watt playing his ass off, coming back from injury, getting 16, and you only got 9, come on, bro. You got 9-9. That's 18. That's the most he had 2 years, 9-9. Shit. Then one of the most underrated pass rushers is in Minnesota, Danielle Hunter. Nigga for LSU. Mm-hmm. That nigga stay getting numbers and playing his ass off, but nobody talk about him.
But then when like but my argument to people going back to like DeMarcus Lawrence, like they say, oh, you getting double team, stuff like that. Like my nigga JJ Watt got 3 defensive players of the year. You don't think he get double team? Like the elite of the elite figure out a way to make impact plays. Like I don't Chandler Jones get 15 sacks every year, yep, too. Like you don't think he getting double team? Like
he been on a tear for years.
Speaking of Chandler Jones, you think the Patriots regret trading him?
Yes.
Nope, because we won a Super Bowl.
You did, but you win another one.
If no, that don't matter, bro.
If you beat the
y'all have no pass rush.
If you have Chandler Jones, you beat the Eagles. I promise you, you do. You beat the
Eagles. If we left Darius Butler, we beat the Eagles.
Yeah, Bill Belichick.
If that one
quarterback,
I understand.
Bill Belichick goofy for that. Real talk, like
nobody still know why he got benched.
He goofy for that. Like the whole game, like maybe a quarter, maybe a half. The whole game, fam. Like, all right, bro.
Shit.
Like,
if they really wanted to win, the defense should be like, we ain't playing unless this nigga start. Come on, fam. What y'all doing? Y'all sabotaging this shit. This nigga been balling all season. Niggas ain't gonna do that.
Yeah, that was goofy because Nick Foles killed them niggas. Like, come on, bro. Like
Nick Foles.
That was just dumb. Like, you literally lost a ring. You can have 7 of them boys, 7. Like that 7, bro.
That was basically like payback for like stupidity on stupidity. Like Seattle throwing the ball, like you got one for that. Shit, you gonna give away one, benching your starting cornerback. So,
bro, yeah, the Patriots Super Bowl was so crazy because like after the first 3, like. They could have more, but they could also have less. Like,
that's just the name of the game.
It's just crazy how, like, 28-3, like, that's literally like, okay, you lost another Super Bowl. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, Russell Wilson, don't run the ball, you lost another Super Bowl. Like, it's just crazy how, you know what I'm saying? Things happen. It's just wild. What was you saying, Gary?
Can we talk about how bad Kyle Shanahan is being? In like 2 Super Bowls, like you had the lead, you blew it because of your ego. 2 Super Bowls, the 2 franchises,
choke artists. People ain't really been talking about that, but yeah, he low key a choke artist. Low key. Speaking of them, what y'all think about Raheem Mostert?
I just talked to Bonte about that before the podcast.
What y'all think about that?
Shit. That's why you don't give niggas media attention.
To give him a premise, though, so he was paid like a special teamer. Come out, he ends up being the number one back, and all he wants is to be paid like they top running back. So Tevin Coleman, he makes the most. He makes like, I think they said $4.55 million. And Raheem Mostert is just like, I'm not no special teamers no more. You know, obviously, like, I'm a legit running back. So you should be paid how you perform. Like, because if you don't perform how you get paid, they come to you and say, hey, we need you to take a pay cut to stay with us. So if you pay me like a special teamer, but then you play me like a top running back and I play well, like, I can't come to you and say, hey, give me more money.
True.
Is that not fair? Is that not?
Yeah, but I think he just signed a damn contract.
Yeah, he got an extension last year, but again, it was to be like special teams type contract.
Right. Well, I'll give him a little bump in pay. You can do that. You know, a little bump up. You know, get a little bonus check.
But they got so much hype. I think they're not defending him. I think they're trying to think down the line. They got so many first round picks on the
contract, bro.
And then they still paying McKinnon.
Yep.
Yeah, McKinnon been hurt for 2 years, ain't getting nothing out of that nigga.
They still pay him. So from their end, I can see how they don't. So I mean I don't even see them paying him a little more money. Like he probably just gonna have to deal with it, bro. Like it sucks, but I don't even know if they would trade him. Cause I mean they still got decent running backs. Jeff Wilson, I like him, and Tevin Coleman can't be a number one though. So
health issues. You don't see enough of that nigga on the field.
Yeah. So we got to Mahomes, Cam, 49ers. Any other NFL thing we missing?
Does Joku want to get traded?
Oh, and Joku, yeah, of course. I mean, I don't blame him. I would want to get traded too, because literally, unless they tell me we're gonna run a lot of two tight end sets and two tight end, two wide receiver sets, which they should, because I mean that would be putting your most talented players on the field. But and then you could run out of that with Chubb, like, so that would be perfect to me. But from his point, I could see how it's like, okay, you got Odell, Landry, and then you sign another tight end. So it's like, my nigga, like, what it, like, you're not going to use me. I'm not going to get touches.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't blame him for wanting to trade either. What y'all think?
I agree. I don't blame him.
I meant to look at, somebody made a list of the best teams he could go to. I didn't look at it. Who really need a tight end? The Redskins.
Cowboys.
Slow down there, Bucko. We got a tight end.
Yo, Jason Witten?
No, he gone. Hell no.
I don't even know why he didn't retire.
That nigga went to the Raiders to bury his career. Like, what's to be forgot? Like, what's the like? You forced the comeback. Like, you shouldn't have came back in the first place. Now you. Now you finishing your career with the Raiders in their first year in Las Vegas, and now this whole COVID stuff. Like, you just should have stayed retired, bro.
And then he won't finish as a starter.
He's not starting.
Yeah, he's not starting. So like, you just he just don't want to walk away. Like, bro, get out, bye. Like, you just look dumb now. Like, it went from Witten, first class, you retire. Okay, bye bye. Cause now niggas think less. I think that was out of football time. Right?
Yeah, I think he just, I don't know. I see him coaching next year on the Raiders staff.
I mean, I guess so. Maybe Gruden likes him like that, but that's where he needs to be. He don't need to be playing. Do y'all see? Is there any way it's not the the Chiefs versus the Ravens in the AFC Championship game? Is it any way that don't happen?
Yep. I don't have faith in the Ravens. I talked about this previously. I don't have faith in them. Amazing year, congratulations, Lamar Jackson. Amazing year, but we got film on you now. I think it's gonna be different.
So if they didn't, who do y'all think it would be? Like, realistically, who? I mean,
you never know, because some teams are up and down all the time, you know. I see what you're saying, but I mean, you just never know.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of the AFC real quick off the top.
I don't believe in the Titans.
I mean, I was at the Titans, probably no. Not. But which one is at the Rams AFC?
Not the NFC.
I'm thinking about the Chargers ain't gonna do nothing. They got Tyrod.
Like, the Titans was just in it, but I just don't see them making it again. Like, that's just, I don't.
Deshaun Watson, though, I mean, Texas, I mean, that they should have won, you know. They should have won.
Their playoff, yeah, but man, now they know. Traded DeAndre. I don't believe him no more either.
What about the Steelers?
Carry that wide receiver core.
Lou?
What's up?
I thought about the Steelers, but I don't know about them either.
I guess the Steelers, their defense was great. If their defense stay like that, then maybe. But their defense got to play out their mind again. I think Gary Fong messed up because he would have said something by now.
But that was my point, like, Lou, that was my point with the Patriots. I don't see them holding, like, from close. Now, if they play as good as they did last year and it's in close games, then, okay, Cam may, but.
Yeah, that too. It's hard for a defense 2 years in a row to play out their mind. Like,
yeah,
it's just difficult.
Yeah, look, you hear me?
Now I can. What's up?
Yeah. I don't ever say my Steelers going to the Super Bowl, none of that. My whole thing is, can we make it to the fucking playoffs and we'll see it from there? That's how I am. I'm never going to say my team going to the Super Bowl. I just want to see, can we make it to the playoffs and win the division? And after that, we see what happens. If I deep, it's gonna be hard for our defense to play out their mind like they did last year. But can we just keep all I needed them to do play at a high level? We don't have to play at an elite, crazy ass level like we did last one. Just play at a high level, and then Big Ben can just be 80%. We got a shot, but we had more talented teams before. And we didn't do shit. So our best team was what, 2017 or was it 2016? Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, both healthy. The year we lost to the Patriots in the playoffs in the conference championship game.
Le'Veon got hurt.
So that one too. And when Le'Veon got hurt too. And we got the one we lost to the Jags. Them 3 years hurt. Them three seasons hurt.
That was bad.
All the reason I agree with the Chiefs versus the Ravens. If we have any the preseason already short. So if they start the season late, like I benefit offenses more than like defense.
Yeah, and the thing is, when like y'all said about the Ravens, I like Lamar, but the thing is, Lamar had a lot of Lamar yards with the tight ends. The wide receivers can't get open off the press, bro. I don't care how much speed you got, them niggas don't really get open like that. You know, they run the game was decent, but they only reason they run the game scared you was really because of Lamar. Niggas was afraid of Mark Ingram. Then the fact is, they talked too much at the wrong time. Paul Earl talked all that shit, and nigga got turned to a lead guard. Shit. That nigga just went downhill from there. It went from I'm being a lead guard for Mr. Henry to my girl got a gun to my head. So it went downhill. Stay out to meet it, Earl. I love you, baby. Orange, Texas. So shut up. that shit ended horribly.
Yeah,
that was bad, dog.
The Titans. It still seem unbelievable.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, dog. Like I was at my pop's house when that shit was going on drinking, and I was just keeping the update every time. I'm like, these niggas about to lose. And Mark Ingram said, I've been on a bunch of good teams, they ain't won shit. I said, that nigga must be bad luck because they didn't win shit in them Saints teams he was on.
What y'all wanna where y'all wanna go? Y'all wanna go to August or y'all wanna go to NBA?
Let's talk about this bullshit NBA real quick. Because I feel like, bro, this shit is ridiculous. Just end the season. We need to advocate for more shit for the WNBA. Because I done seen some today. I saw like video of like their bubble. It's rooms, it's like a trap house. It's dirty. Like they do not care about the women in the WNBA. That's why these women in the WNBA will make more money overseas. They will leave. They get treated better. They make more money. They're valued. You gonna say nobody? They're not valuing those great athletes in the WNBA at all, bro. Like I need to look that shit up. It's shit on videos on the stars on Twitter. Showing videos of like that badass bubble, like it's dirty, filthy, it's disgusting. Fuck that,
Vontae. Do you agree that they should shut down the season?
I ain't gonna say shut down. I think at some point it will get shut down. I think the cases just gonna go up, and I don't know. I mean, what if like I ain't gonna say like just a star player on a team have to sit out? Like, how does that hurt the ratings? Like. Like, yeah, I don't imagine Giannis was like, oh, like whoever win, like it's not the asterisk, it's just how tough it is to get through it. But
the only way it would be an asterisk to me, if like you said, if star players start getting hurt, then okay, like say in the middle of the playoffs and Paul George, okay, it's still gonna be tough. But like you said, I mean, but Adam Silver did say if the cases get too high in there, then they will shut it
down. What the fuck?
Trey whispering to his wife.
Yes, I'm whispering to my wife. Don't worry about it. I know I'm not a trouble.
Yeah, be like Vontae.
Like Vontae.
And this nigga whispering and shit.
Yeah.
And he wearing a wire.
I don't like
it. Informant. I don't want them to shut it down. But I hope it's not too bad in there. I hope everybody, you know, I hope they keep it safe.
Okay.
I hope so. Y'all still got the Lakers winning it all, right?
Yes.
I like it on my hands more.
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
That was good.
You got Sponte, you got the Lakers winning it.
Because they don't break it.
No.
In a short season like this, you know, it's like everything that goes down to give me Russ and James, bro.
The LeBron James.
Russ and James. You said Russ and James?
Yeah, that's not. Yeah, give me them to me. I'm taking them
to win a ring?
Yeah, I see.
Oh, yeah. If the Rockets win, definitely an asterisk in the roof. Definitely.
Because they're not. They're not a top five team.
I don't have nothing against LeBron. I got to see him under the light.
Asterisk.
I got to see him in crunch time.
Asterisk.
If they win, this season don't count at all. I don't
strike shortened season.
Don't
COVID shortened season.
Gary told me that though.
He told you what?
He said he got Boston winning it all.
Oh yeah?
Who got Boston?
You told me that, nigga.
Nigga, no, I don't. I said this nigga got a shot again in the East. Cause I feel like nobody really gave me. I feel like nobody gave Giannis a lot of shit for not showing up last year in the conference finals. He did not play his best. He did not play his best game, and he came up small
a lot.
Mm-hmm. You know that was LeBron. They would have killed LeBron. You know everybody loved Giannis. Well, hey, Giannis gets these jokes and his criticism too. Like, he didn't get me.
Because Giannis ain't
different because he.
Go ahead, Lou.
No, I was just going to say because he's an overseas nigga, so he can't. So
he
it's just a little different with them. They don't get as much.
He's not a polarizing figure like LeBron. You can feel indifferent about Giannis, but LeBron, you can either love him or hate him. Ain't no in between.
Yeah. That's just like the Cowboys, the Patriots, the Yankees.
Yes, polarizing. Yes, exactly.
Giannis is just like, he's just a little overseas nigga. Don't nobody really. Not that people don't care, but they not. He not gonna get like love, hate. He's just gonna be.
I feel like Giannis might leave one day though. Like how the way he was talking last year.
He better leave if he imagine saying I'm staying in Milwaukee.
But he said that though, didn't he?
Yeah, he said that he's been saying that for all his career. He said he was gonna stay in Milwaukee.
He said the big city it don't pique his interest.
Damian Lillard like that too. Like this nigga just so stuck on being loyal to these. Like, stop being loyal to these niggas. These franchises do not care about you, bro. Eventually they'll trade you too. Like I hate when niggas do that. Like I'm gonna stay loyal, nigga. That don't mean
they really don't mean a damn thing in sports.
It don't mean nothing, bro. These owners and general managers, once you get old and they feel like they'll get rid of you.
Yeah.
Nigga.
Oh
like,
yeah, your contract. I'll weigh your production right now. So we're gonna get rid of you.
Talking about being loyal.
My thing is, let them show loyalty to y'all by giving y'all contracts and making sure they can recruit. And God damn it, nobody want to go to Portland to play no ball.
Like, everybody thought Russ was gonna finish his career in Oklahoma City. Look what happened. Like stuff changed like that, bro. Like. You can't be stubborn and stuck up like I can't leave.
Can you think about it though? Like you know, God damn. I know. James Harden had to leave OKC to be who he is now. But think about it. They lost out on James Harden, Westbrook, and KD because they didn't want to get rid of Ibaka because of the money. They probably could have won, bro. They could have Ibaka could have got replaced with somebody who could play defense.
Yeah, Tyson
Chandler. Yeah, because Tyson Chandler got like people forget. Tyson Chandler was a bust all the way until he got with CP3 that first time. And that's when he became good. And he had a great reputation. He was a bust for a long time. People forget that shit.
Yeah, they definitely should have checked out the other.
Yeah, they could have gotten together. I was like, Ibaka, bro, we like you, my nigga, but you need to take this cut.
They general manager, he can say everything he wants. Like,
he dropped the ball.
Oh, he messed that up.
Young Tevin.
NBA.
Hmm?
Well, they had that's three MVPs those all on one team.
I'm trying to make sure we hit everything NBA. I don't want to miss that.
We got Oladipo not coming to play. We got Dinwiddie got COVID or he ain't. It's one or two. He either got COVID or he ain't playing.
Bum ass DeAndre Jordan
got COVID. Bill.
Yeah, the Nets done lost like four niggas.
Bill talking about he ain't playing because of shoulder injury. I think that nigga just don't want to play. I think he healthy.
That's another nigga who's gonna be. No, he resigned.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Yeah, he did.
Avery Bradley.
Yeah, that's how I feel about Bill too. I feel like Bill just using that shoulder as a cop out.
Yeah, he don't want to play.
Dummy, like
that nigga don't
want
to play.
Why stay with the Wizards, my nigga? Why? Like, you know what was gonna happen, bro?
It's their front office, bro. When they had when John Wall was healthy and balling, they still could give him no front court help. They drafted Oubre. Did they draft Oubre? And they drafted Otto Porter. Both of them niggas didn't do shit. Oubre balling right now for the Suns, but I feel like that's more of an opportunity and being on a bad team. So,
but yeah, like Trey said, Avery Bradley has decided. Even though, okay, so he said he's not coming because, you know, his son got asthma and he wouldn't want him, you know, in that environment.
Yeah,
I mean, is it wrong?
That's important. Like, if you know your kid's not got a condition, I'm not going to be, I'm not doing it.
What if you're like, hey, daddy going to be gone a while, play some basketball, I'm going to get tested before I come back and make sure I'm good.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, he's made a decision. He felt his family is more important. But if you did leave, I wouldn't have said you didn't think your family was still important. I would think you just going to do your job and you got to be away for a few months. Like during the season, you away.
Right. Exactly.
But I mean, long road trips, the long road trip the Lakers always go on, you gone for like, at least a month. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I'm not judging him. I'm just looking at the other aspect of it. Like, I understand where he's coming from, but hopefully JR show out for us. He's gonna hit some big threes. My boy JR.
He's gonna shoot when it don't matter.
Mark my words. They are gonna make a big mistake. I don't know what it's gonna be.
Bro, he's gonna do that one time. Let the pass go.
He gonna do the
opposite. It's gonna happen.
Bro, that's not gonna make his career.
JR gonna be drinking Henny in the locker room for the game.
This nigga Vontae just tried to wish bad on us.
What happened?
He just tried to wish bad on us. Talking about JR gonna make mistakes.
Nigga, that's making bad shooting mistakes.
JR Smith is inevitable. Like, he gonna take bad shots. He gonna make you cry, make you laugh at the same time.
Hey, I believe in my boy.
Nigga,
Avery didn't want to work with us.
This is just desperate pleas of JR, please don't fuck this up. That's all I'm hearing right now.
I mean, you got to play big minutes. Just play 10 to 15.
JR can play 10 minutes and fuck it up in 5.
Gary, stop hating. He'll do too much.
No, I'm not hating.
He'll be on the bench.
I'm not hating.
But I feel like, do you think, how much playing time do you think he actually going to get? I feel like a lot of
people. I said 10 to 15.
So I think it's more likely 10 minutes.
Come in and make it 4 big 3-pointers. That's all you can do.
I don't even think he's going to get that many.
You don't think he's going to get 10?
I think with the season shortened, like, niggas should be fresh. You ain't trying to preserve nobody. Fresh and rusty.
I just don't think because he has to – with us, he has to get the minutes because I don't think – you know, we have Rondo Caruso and we have Cook – and Danny Green. Cook not gonna play, so JR has to play. That's why I said 10. Like, he has to play. We're not playing Cook. Rondo iffy at times. Caruso is still young. I think you're gonna have to play JR.
And I think with the season being so short, like, niggas ain't gonna have a long bench. Cause, I mean, ain't Clean still in play?
Yeah, but for teams like the Lakers, I mean, pretty much we got first sold up. That's not gonna change really.
I don't even understand the playoff structure. Somebody explain it to me.
I don't know. So I can't answer that.
The playoff is the same. It's just they got 8 games before the playoffs start where you can move up and down. If the ninth seed is within so many games of the eighth seed, then they gonna have like a playoff to see the last one again. But then after that, it's regular.
It's gonna be east and west, or
yeah, it's still gonna be.
Okay, you're right. Okay,
it's still gonna be east and west.
I got a question, like,
and is the playoffs gonna be played only in Orlando, or how's that going?
Yeah.
Everything's
played
at the resort. When
does it
start? July
30th?
They have preseason game type things, like the 23rd, I believe, 24th. Orlando was the first, obviously, they're the closest. So they was the first team to go yesterday. So teams finna start heading out there. I think the Rockets go out there today, if I'm not mistaken.
Are they testing everybody beforehand and all the good stuff, or what?
They got a quarantine for, I know, at least 2 days. Everybody.
And then I think they're going to test them before every interaction, like before every scrimmage game, stuff like that.
What about the fans? How's that going to happen?
I don't know. You hear something about say? I really don't know how they're going to do fans.
I want to say
it's going to be very
only fans they'll like have is like fans.
Because I was listening, but that's I was listening to
after the first rounds of the playoffs.
I was listening to Rob Parker and Chris Bosari yesterday. They basically saying it's going to be a different dynamic because there won't be too many fans. So he was basically saying what I kind of said. Like if you are mentally soft and a coach like Popovich scream at you and call you stupid on the court, everybody gonna be able to hear. Ain't gonna be no crowd noise to cover it up. Where you can bounce back. You know, I mean, it's gonna be crazy. Without fans, it's crazy, bro.
I think they said they're not gonna like mic the players up and let you be able to hear what they hear what they saying. Like, nigga, that would have been an actual appeasing factor. Like, you know what I'm saying? Be able to hear. Like, of course they can't have niggas
cussing on ESPN. You can't hear, bro.
That's what I'm saying. If they could do like a rated R,
I'm about to say the games have to be on HBO, bro. If that happened,
yeah, something like that. Exactly. If that was possible, nigga, that would make me. You know what I'm saying? That would up the entertainment level.
Get your stupid ass on like, 3-pointer.
Like, bro,
JR, goddamn like,
it! I think,
like, bro, that would be dope.
I wish they could do it like the Jordan, like that documentary, The Last Dance. They had like regular version, then they had a mature version on ESPN.
I think it'll expose too much, bro. You hear James Harden like, goddamn, Russell Westbrook, stupid. Yeah. What? oh, there's me. Did you hear James Harden?
you know, I mean, niggas boy, will be here on the court.
Like, oh, bitch ass, chick ass, nigga.
Lives matter, but all the players say nigga the whole game.
Oh yeah, that's the first thing we don't want people to say. All I heard was nigga. I had to cut it off. Put it on mute.
Why can't I say it? Leave. Why can't I say the N-word?
Why can't? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Nah, don't let no white Hooper mess around and say nigga on the court. That nigga be out of there.
Be like, this nigga garbage. You just talking shit. How the fuck this nigga make an all-star team? You trash.
That nigga Trey funny. That nigga rush you the bad three. Nigga James Harden like, this stupid
on the volume, dog.
We just talked about this, hey, Russ. Drive, nigga.
Breaking news. The next time Jamal Crawford.
I was just about to ask about Jamal Crawford.
I thought he might be like, you know what, at this point, don't even, you know what I'm saying? But they lost 4 niggas. They got to sign a couple more, too. And I knew he was at the top of everybody's list. I knew they was going to sign him. So it's just trash that he got to come back in this type of situation. Like, I was hoping the Lakers would get him, but.
Breaking news. The Nets signed Vince Carter.
What?
No, nah, he was still on the net. He was still on the team. So
he was messing with you.
He done.
What do y'all think about Vince Carter's career in as a whole?
He was cold.
It was front heavy. It was so long. It was front heavy.
Yeah, front heavy. Injuries and shit fucked him up.
That nigga done played. I mean, he played for the Mavericks, like the Hawks.
He played with a bunch of bottom feeder teams the last few years.
A journeyman.
Yeah, he became a journeyman. Like, after the Nets, he became a journeyman.
Yeah, but it was, I mean, it was, he had a good career.
He is a Hall of Famer.
Stay healthy. Oh, yeah, he
did. He'll make it. Make it.
For sure, a Hall of Famer.
Is T.O. a first ballot Hall of Famer?
Yes.
He was. He wasn't. He was supposed to be. Now. He should have been, but you know, they didn't, the media didn't like him.
Which is stupid. I say he should hold on the top. I say he should, like, some kind of way veto yeah. that makes make it correct it, man. Y'all know that man's first ballot. But they cried that day. Come
on now. NBA. I think Chad, that's it. NBA. Is that are we Chad, missing anything?
How you feel about Hogan and Cena?
Tevin been on this bitch for like an hour and said shit.
He's been doing that for. He trying to get them album sales.
I can't hear you say it again.
He just trying to get them album sales.
What was the question?
I said, how you feel about August Alsina?
Oh yeah, well, I feel like it might be some truth to it, bro. Like it's been rumors for years
Tevin,
about
that.
Tevin said
he's trying to get some album sales. That's all it is.
The niggas didn't even know he had an album out.
I still don't know that. And y'all just told me.
I think it might be some truth to it, bro. It might be some truth to it. But my thing is, he broke the side, nigga, cold. Don't say shit. Be quiet.
I wonder what Vontae think about it.
He definitely didn't have to say nothing. But it's a 0% chance he's lying. He's not literally just coming out and saying this and, like, blatantly lying. He would have been sued. He would have came out and said it's not true. They would have been on this nigga neck. Like, he's not. Oh no. Like, if somebody said this about you and they were completely lying, like, it literally never happened. Like, come on now, bro.
He ain't lying, but it's a reason.
Real, you remember a few years ago, they was, like, always together, heavy, him and Jada Pinkett?
Yeah, bro, they was always together. Come on now. Like, he even made a song about her last year that I had forgot about. Like, put a name in and all that. Like, a middle name. Like, bro. Come on now.
So what you think?
Instagram post. Who that? What you say, bro? Trey?
I thought Vontae said something. All right, so what you think?
They don't even... Oh, my bad.
What you think she gonna... Jada will come out and say when she bring everything? What can she say? That he lying?
She gonna deny, nigga. This was...
What if he put out the receipts, though?
Man. If she denied, that's gonna be lame as hell. Like, come on, bro. Like... Because I don't think he's lying. So if you come out and say he's lying, like, why would somebody just blatantly say these things about you? Like, and he even reiterated again, like,
he said he told him what straight up, like, was going to happen. He didn't blindside nobody.
Not only did he mention Jada, though, he literally came out and he brought up Will, too. So again, if he was blatantly lying, they would be at this nigga neck. Like, it wouldn't be no ifs, ands, or buts about it if he was completely lying. Like, come on, bro. He even mentioned Will said he was cool. He gave me his blessing. Like, what? If he was lying about that, bro, like, it wouldn't be no coming back from that, bro. Mm-hmm. And again, I mean, he does have an album out, but he could have just looked at it like, I'm hurt and I'm gonna just use my hurt to make some money, to try to make more money. I'm gonna do both. It is what it is.
Yeah,
well,
it's worked. I mean, Will did say it. Will said it wasn't true.
That's what he's supposed to say.
You think
you said Will said
he's not received enough backlash for it to be just completely false?
Yes, from their end. Mm-hmm. I don't think it would be a simple. Well, what you say, Vontae?
I said no. I was just saying. I just said from Will's standpoint. I said Will said that it's false. I mean,
I seen Jada's statement
on her.
Will Smith did?
I don't know, but I saw that too. He came out and said he's false.
I ain't seen nothing Will said. I know TMZ said Jada made a statement through her publicist or whatever.
Nah, Will did too. He said he ain't do it. I mean, but I feel like if it was, like you said, if he was lying, lawsuits and all that would be out there.
Again, because how could you let somebody say something that crazy about you? You know what I'm saying? Like, you just wouldn't. You wouldn't. Especially when you got that much power and money, nigga, you would get that nigga shut down.
Yeah, it was a non-disclosure agreement signed or anything. Because
It couldn't have been if right. that was the case. He just broke it. But maybe, I mean, maybe he like to get niggas sue me. I broke it. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he's to that point.
It's got to be because it's too easy to prove. It's too easy.
Right, right. But again, if they come out and say an NDA was signed, then that means something happened.
Definitely, definitely.
You don't need an NDA for your friend. Right. You don't need an NDA for, you know what I'm saying? Like,
he signed a non-disclosure agreement?
We don't know.
No. We saying if he did.
Oh, okay.
Like, that would be more damaging evidence than, you know, a lot of other stuff. But again, bro, like, I mean, rumors come out about different people, but we've been hearing rumors about them being swingers and all that.
For years,
you know what I'm saying?
Decades.
Like, so that I don't think that August Alsina is the first nigga that she would have slept with. If that's the case, like, this ain't brand new. Like, oh, August, he's just the nigga to come out and say something. Like, y'all got an open marriage. Y'all life partners. Y'all want to stay married.
Yeah, they don't even call themselves husband. Why they call themselves life partners and shit?
Y'all want to stay married for the kids, for the look, for the image, for the money, not to have to break it up and all that. And y'all let each other have sex with other people, like. But trying to play fake and play this perfect image and all that's
that Hollywood,
like,
shit, bro. That,
it is, but if you're gonna do that, my nigga, be real. But of course, you can't tell Hollywood people to be real. And Will Smith, my favorite actor ever, but. I don't know. That's
can we give a shout out to Jada Pinkett Mama for looking young as hell? Found a youth, black don't crack. That woman do not look old.
Okay.
But yeah, I think we all in agreement that he definitely a hurt side nigga. But
yeah, that nigga threw me off. I didn't know what kind of. I thought he had a wig on. I was like, damn, excite your Bob.
Yeah, but it just sounded like he was a side nigga. He told him he couldn't be nothing more than that, and he got hurt.
Two of my peeps in the club, and I know they know about each other.
Have y'all seen this Pusha T, Young Thug? Lil Beef.
I give no fucks.
I try to look through it, but I don't know.
Vontae, you seen it?
I'm looking at all of it. Young Thug talking about he got a problem with you. Got a problem with them. You don't got a problem with nothing else on that record. The drugs, just I'm killing niggas this shit, but you care about that shit. Man, shut the fuck up.
I ain't listened to it yet.
I don't care for listening to it. I'm just like a hypocritical. Hip hop niggas be hip-hop and hip hop a lot, so I just feel like that's it.
So, for the listeners that don't know, so on Pop Smoke RIP new album, there was a track with Young Thug, Gunna, you know, Pop Smoke, of course, and Pusha T. So, on Pusha T's verse, he drops a verse, they feel he's taking shots at Drake, so it ends up not making it to the, you know, official album, yeah. Of course. So, Young Thug comes out. He mad because it didn't get included, and he's mad at Pusha T. Like, record bringing, you know, your personal beats and your personal whatever into our song, because now our song didn't make the album because of you.
Oh, the whole song didn't make the album. I thought he just the verse didn't.
Nah, the whole song. That's why Young Thug is mad. Oh. You know what I'm saying? That's why he said anything about it. Cause he like don't bring your personal beef, you know what I'm saying? Into
because I requested you. I saw that part.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah, so it's like, but Justin, remember back in the day when Ludacris was on the track with T.I.
Oh yeah, the young boy track, and 50 Cent set that shit up.
I mean, bro, like stuff just seems so soft these days. Like, this is
each other on the same track, bro.
Bro, this is rap. Yeah. You get on a track. What they like, they just rap, bro. They tell their emotions, their thoughts, whether it's about another nigga, whatever it's about.
The most
like, that's
example of that is the Kendrick Lamar Control verse.
Right, and that only didn't make Big Sean album because the sample didn't get cleared.
Yeah,
and the thing is, it's funny because like Lou said, the rap game right now is so soft because niggas want to be buddy buddy. We Instagram friends, y'all niggas don't really break bread together like that. Yeah, I think it's just y'all cool because it's some bullshit pictures and a feature every now and then. Y'all niggas really know each other.
Yeah, and Pusha T addressed it like saying like there not only this feature but the other features like Drake has went to like executives and said don't let this come out because this is talking about me and stuff like that, and that's what, and he said some stuff at Young Thug and all that. So I mean, I don't think it's gonna go there, but just a little update.
Well, yeah, but Drake is like the LeBron of the rap game.
like for Young Thug be like bringing that shit up, bro. That's the last thing you need to be worried about. Worry about making some records.
Thugger.
Thugger been kind of cold lately. Shit, he's on fire. Then he's quiet.
Thugger's new
came
age.
A couple songs.
Thugger's new age daddy.
Is who?
The new age daddy.
Wait, I seen this nigga on Twitter saying, like, Young Thug has been more influential to the rap game than Pusha T just because, you know what I'm saying, all these little niggas come. But, I mean, Thug came from Wayne, so it's like, I don't Gunna care about the second. I don't care about the second nigga that brought other niggas. I care about the main nigga.
Gunna is trash.
And a lot of people can't emulate what Pusha T or, like, you can't be like Jay-Z or something because you can't really rap like that. You can get on the track and sing hooks and mumble some raps. Like, okay, so a lot of niggas can do that. Okay, he was influential bringing a lot of niggas that can mumble and you know what I'm saying?
Like, if you got them niggas bar, like Lou saying, if you can put them niggas bar for bar, them niggas can't make it nowhere. Like,
so that's not hard to do.
That's not hard to do.
It's all about the, okay. It's all about the sound and the scene.
Atlanta has ran the game for a long time because for every great lyricist they have a nigga that can do some commercial mumble shit and get popping. So it balances out. You know what I mean? The good and the bullshit balances out. And that keeps the South relevant. It keeps the whole South as a whole running in rap for the last 20 years. But Gunna is going to be over with in the next two years, though. Lil Baby got more lasting power than Gunna.
Yeah, Gunna not.
Gunna really is trash. Team.
What song? What's Gunna's best song? I don't even know who he is, really.
Shit, nigga. I don't know.
The one
here. Come on, Lou.
Drip or Drown. That's all this song.
Come
on,
Lou, give me a song. I don't know who Gunna is. I need to know.
I like the Drip or Drown song he had when he first came. That's the only song I like.
Yeah.
He wasn't saying shit either. It was just a bunch of notes. That was because of the beat. Drip or Drown.
Right.
It's really just a bunch of like ad libs.
That's all y'all got. I don't know who this person is. Sorry.
I'm telling you, it ain't nothing, bro.
But shout out to Gunna, though. But I don't know who you are.
Oh, what's that song? The song they had with him and Young Thug. Hated to love you like when it's hot. That song.
Somebody called it hot. Yeah.
That song.
But that was a feature.
Yeah, it was a feature.
The biggest song, you're probably known for Drip Too Hard.
Drip Too Hard, go.
Drip Too Hard.
Oh, okay.
Don't stand too
close. Just wave.
Maybe.
He's not going to last. Yeah. Roddy Rich, he'll be here. He cold.
I actually like Roddy Rich album. I said on the podcast when I bought it that day, I said, shit, that's go hard as fuck.
Lil Baby might stick around a little longer, but
Lil Baby, I feel like he can start pronouncing his words better. Cause that nigga talk, he mumbles so much, you don't see what the fuck he's saying.
Baby got his hands in his hand. Baby got his hand. Baby got his hand in his. Is that him?
Yeah, that's one of the niggas.
Baby got his hands in the hole. Cause I know the other one.
All them niggas.
And the other one, come on, he come on. You can hear his words. Baby got favor, but I still got the old baby. Yeah.
You talking about that baby?
Yeah,
baby.
Oh, that's the baby.
Yeah. See, why you all them come from Birdman? He the original baby. So what's up?
I just missed the time when Birdman was solid on the verse, bro. Back in the day,
like Father Like Son was his last best album.
Oh yeah, that was that shit. He went hard because
it was Wayne.
That shit went hard. He did. He carried the whole album.
Ball till I fall. I done did it for my dogs. Ball till I fall. I done did it for me, nigga. Shut up. Go back to Wayne.
Like Wayne just gets scared the whole album.
Gonna come. If not, I'm going to get it. All right. Gary Leather ain't soft like that, so.
Huh?
Okay, give me 20.
What'd you say, nigga?
I said, I want Lou, give me some money, bro.
What'd you say?
Lou passed out 20s.
Nah, I
heard something like that.
I just know,
I'm trying to think.
I just know Birdman used to be tolerable when he was the big timer And he had a verse on the Hot Boys album every now and then. He was tolerable. Now
the number just like, one stunner. What?
Now he just destroys songs. Like he just makes it bad.
Rich Gang.
Can we also got one more thing. Can we talk about how Rich Montana is one of the worst niggas in rap, and he been stealing an ad lib from the Yang Twins for almost 10 years?
Who?
Okay.
Who?
Then I said Fresh Montana one of the worst rappers in the game. He's been stealing the ad lib from the Yin Yang Twins for over 10 years.
I've never listened to a French song by itself. It must have a feature on it.
When you talk about he had more hits than Kendrick. Every song he put out, he had features, and he was the worst person on every fucking song.
Let me on that song. Don't stop, Potter. Don't stop.
Yes, nobody cares for him.
Nobody cares. No.
And then, like, even on the Work remix, one of the best songs ever, one of the best hyper songs ever. Like ASAP Ferg Work remix. No. He was the worst verse. Even worse than Trinidad James.
And then,
they was both bad.
And he also on the Stay Skimming song.
Probably so. He always on something.
He that last verse, Lou.
Yes,
yeah, I think.
My thing is, why are people giving him verses? Why is he on people's songs?
why is he irrelevant?
Yes. Why do Drake have him on so many songs? Like, what? Like, y'all gotta be charging this nigga. Y'all gotta be charging this nigga. He cannot be getting free verses. He cannot be getting free verses, dog. I'm telling you, he cannot get.
Yeah, the three songs I just named.
French is trash. No. I ain't gonna lie.
French is. What, he dating a Kardashian or something like that at one point?
Yeah, he's dating Khloe, big ass. Yeah, you seen Khloe? Khloe don't even look like a Kardashian no more. Khloe look black. Her face been, they didn't cut her face up so much. She don't even look the same. Bro, you seen her new face?
Every week.
Oh my God.
She got a whole new face, my nigga. Like, for real. She got a whole new face.
They didn't cut her face up so much.
She got a whole new face, nigga. Like a Ginsu.
I hate the Kardashians. They want to be black.
Hey,
so bad.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, though, dog. I was driving out of town last week. I mean, early last week, right? And I was listening to Yin Yang Twin albums. I'm like, bro, I just brought back a lot of memories. Like, them niggas had hits. Them niggas had some hits, bro. I didn't even listen to old Mystical, bro. Like, Mystical got locked up right at the height of his career. And I'm like, this nigga had hits. Okay? I was listening to that shit, just going reminiscing. I'm like, damn, this nigga had hits. Got locked up right around 2003.
Yeah, right around the time when he went more commercial. He went to, you know, Shake It Fast and then Danger. He was going more commercial. He was getting out of that Master P kind of thing, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, and he was blowing up.
Yeah,
he got locked up right there.
Yeah, he had to cut them ugly dookie dreads he had. I don't know what kind of hair he started. Yeah, I'm glad he changed that up to something. Whatever he had, some
cornrows. That boy look like Maxine. That boy like Maxine Shaw. Turn him off. Living single.
Yes, when he got rid of that stuff, yeah, he was turning up. Yeah.
That nigga went to regular braids. I think it was. I was listening to that shit. I even listened to Sean Paul on the way down there. I'm like, God damn. That nigga had kids. I listened to old 50 Cent albums while I was driving down.
We
talking about that. Yeah, now I drove to Kerrville to go do my test in Fredericksburg on Monday.
Yeah.
We can also talk about that 50 Cent T.I. shit. 50 Cent versus T.I. versus.
So 50 took it a whole nother lane. So, okay, T.I. comes out. I don't know if, you know what I'm saying, he want to do a versus battle, you know, just battle a song. So, he asked him to battle, whatever, 50 make a post, Instagram post saying, basically, nah. So T.I. make another video, you know what I'm saying, just talking crazy, saying whatever. So today, 50 put out an Instagram post talking about, like, it's a video of T.I. saying, talking about, like, basically, like, this. Y'all gotta watch it. He's saying, like just to the community, like, if you see something, say something about, you know what I'm saying, to help, you know, help family, whatever. And so, 50 put that in the video. He talked crazy. And then, actually, like, in 08, 50 had did a verse where he was talking about T.I. saying, like, how you get caught with all these guns and stuff, you know what I'm saying, because you ain't really got time, you know what I'm saying, didn't get a lot of time for as many guns as you had. So he done took it a whole other place.
I even saw a video with 50 and T.I. chilling and kicking with each other just recently, maybe a year ago, like one of my old videos. So them niggas, they been around hanging with each other.
But 50 just stupid. 50 won't be a bully.
50 just, he just couldn't say, you know what I'm saying, nah, nothing like that. He, you know what I'm saying, he got a OD. So, I mean, I guess he really, I don't know if 50 just don't want to battle anybody or if he just don't want to battle T.I. Like,
he probably want to battle nobody. T.I. need to cut his hair, bro. T.I. is old.
I like a lot of 50 music, but I got T.I.
T.I. got that battle. That was to happen. Got a lot of hits.
Got T.I.
T.I. a lot of hits.
Both y'all know.
There's no way 50 Cent
beats T.I.,
bro.
It's going to be T.I.P.
T.I.P. they both got more hits.
T.I.P. coming live for the T.I.P.
Because they was both different type of rappers in a way anyway. So, it ain't going to...
Especially if you put in features.
It's about the hits, like, though, dog.
It's about the hits. T.I. is a very different rapper, so he can make a lot of different hits like out of the booth. So yeah,
hey, who work. I is Rubber Band Man. Wow, is the
but that's still. But like I say, this they try to say T.I. snitch. Who knows? But T.I. got when you got money, you can get some good ass lawyers that can get some shit off. Look at these niggas now; these niggas be getting attempted murder charges, getting dropped to assault.
Hey, y'all better walking home. Hey, y'all better go back and listen to Ready for Whatever on Paper Trail. Right, that boy didn't snitch.
I said I never saw these snitch. I just said that nigga had good ass lawyers. That's what happened. When you got good money, you get the fuck off. It's always a loophole, dog. It's always a loophole.
I got hopefully somebody else do a versus though. I'm trying to think of some people I would like to see, but
I know
it's getting crazy.
I know everybody versus 2 Chainz.
Or T.I. versus Rick Ross, maybe they could get that done. I'm sure maybe they could actually get together in next.
Hey, you know what? Jeezy versus Rick Ross.
That would be cool.
Wally,
I think about like this. I know everybody talked about that Erykah Badu Jill Scott battle for all the neo soul R&B lovers out here. They said that bitch was live.
Lauryn Hill, this is her first album.
Lauryn Hill just got one album. She been eating like that's just show you how good she was. One album, 20 years ago, still hitting.
Hey Lou, remember that person that posted that and Drake Jay-Z battle them songs on there.
And trash ass songs. I'm not even a Drake fan. And I knew them were the worst songs. That
was killing me, bro. They had Lil Pump feature Beyonce, which was a cool song, but still, bro.
Come on, man. Jay-Z not gonna put that on his 20 songs.
Oh my god, like, that's bro.
I don't know who made that list. They need to stop listening to music forever. Be banned for life.
Man, shit, wow.
Vontae.
Yeah.
Drake versus Jay-Z, who you got?
Drake.
I mean, just in this day and time, I gotta go with Drake, bro.
Some people gonna
look
at all the niggas, all the young niggas. I don't wanna listen to Jay-Z. I wanna listen to Drake. Like 21 and under. How many people are really gonna be up on game and know Jay-Z lyrics? There's gonna be a couple good ones from 21 and down and below that know Jay-Z music. I'm talking about these young, dumbass teenagers and shit like that. They listen to Yachty and all the other shit with no lyrics. They gonna go if they like poppy songs and shit that's catchy and hype beats.
Who would y'all like to see Wayne go against?
Shit. It's
really hard to.
They're gonna be about 10 clones.
Wayne make too much music, man.
Yeah, he. If you add in his mixtapes, nigga, the mixtapes will kill people's songs.
Man, like you said, you got Drake and Jay-Z. Only person Wayne go against like Kanye. Like, who else is a legend? Who's Eminem? Who?
Wayne versus
right. But Eminem will never win a versus battle because
the songs ain't,
it ain't that kind of hit. Like Superman Go Hard, but it's not that kind of hit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
the Real Slim Shady is a hit, but it's not that kind of hit. It ain't gonna.
Okay. Real Slim Shady.
Oh, you can name them. I know them all, but they just ain't that kind of hit. You know.
Yeah, he ain't gonna.
They don't vibe well.
He's not gonna do right, but I mean, they could compete. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
You know who I would love to see like just do or just perform again, be Outkast. That would be dope to see just them niggas just perform. Like, niggas like Outkast had hits and verse. They also had hits, but they could just spit all day long.
Pause. Hey Lou.
Mm-hmm.
Approximately how many classic mixtapes do Wayne got? Approximately. You gotta be specific.
I don't know shit. 5? No.
Dedication 2 was the classic.
No Ceilings.
No Ceilings 1. Drought 3.
Sorry for the Wait 2.
Yeah, then it gets to those are like okay, those three are like you anybody. So those three, like a nigga could argue, but you just look stupid. Like those are certified classics, majority of the world. Those are, you know, yeah, what I'm saying? Like those are unarguable. Right. Then after that, I think it becomes arguable. So I would say three, but to me more. But you know what I'm gotcha. Saying? Ones that just
you can't be arguing. So that discussion that was posted on Twitter. Since Jay-Z does not have any mixtapes, correct? He all his stuff is commercial, right? Does he have any mixtapes?
Not that I
and you know, I don't think Kanye so. West has any mixtapes, all commercial. Can you add Wayne to the album because right. he has another classic project somewhere else?
Can you add him to that conversation? To the, are you the talking about the classic five?
Albums? Even though it's not an album, it's a mixtape, but can you add him because he has those classic projects? Can you put him there?
I think if you was gonna do like a real certified list,
yeah.
Like if he was doing it like through an official, yeah, you know what I'm saying? You would have to only do an album. Then, but if we talking and we want to do one, I would include mixtapes. Yeah. But in an official ranking, I mean, albums obviously they hold
definitely,
more weight.
Definitely. But I mean, like he makes so much music, like just so.
It sucks that all of the Carter Fives ain't classics because that would have been
all
easy.
The Carters. Yeah, because I mean, it's the first three.
All the Carter
first three. That's it. First three. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Carter that, Two. Yeah. Bit dope.
First three, that was it. 500 degrees, no.
But like you said, he just dropped so much. It's like
he oversaturated the market.
He oversaturated himself, yeah. Like because did think about I'm think I'm not a human being. I'm not a human being too.
Yeah. Like, what was
the Rockstar album? The Rockstar.
Funeral Cardified.
Yeah, you said. Like,
this is how bad it went. It went from probably like Wayne spitting bars to Wayne spitting bullshit, and he thinking it was hot.
Well, and he admitted that.
I think
too. Like Carter Fox, he was like, that was yeah.
I think if
BS
he just, I think his career would be even more elevated. As crazy as sound, if all his albums was only Carter's, I guess it would just look
cohesive.
You know what I'm saying? Like more
cohesive.
Yeah, if like all his albums only Carter's,
but then Lou, if
album.
Maybe if they were on the Carter like 1, 2, and 3 level, because you make a Carter 6 and 7, and it sounds like I'm not a human being too. You're like, this should have been a Carter. You go like, no, this ain't a Carter fan,
right?
So, yeah,
right. That'd be tough.
But again, he stayed in the studio, so of course he's just gonna release like random albums that's not the Carter, and that kind of dilutes him. Even though I mean he's still a GOAT, obviously, but it just dilutes him just a little bit because they aren't that level.
It's,
like if it was like
Jason wouldn't go to the Raiders.
Yeah, like it's just dumb. Yeah. Like if it was just like Carter 1, Carter 2, Carter 3, then Carter 4 was crazy, then Carter 5 was crazy, and maybe 1 or 2. Like you don't need Rebirth in there. You don't need the 2 I Am not
bro,
a Human
I
Being.
Said he
like if you just had
he should have made an album called Dwayne. Like he got the Carters and his first name, he just Dwayne, and that'd be done. Like that's what I say. He should have ended like that.
Right. But. Yeah, he just raps so much. He's just like, bro, like
and,
all right,
and it's
bro.
Sad.
Like,
that's his whole life. Just drugs. And rapping, like he don't do nothing. Well, he do other stuff, but you know what I'm saying? Like it's crazy.
Right. And he went through that stage of the rock and the dip trying out different sounds because he just probably rapped so much. You just like I'm gonna just try this out.
Skateboard.
I could do whatever. Like, skateboarding, like he got that point where he was just doing all this. Then he went to jail. Then
November, I'll be coming home.
But we gonna be all right if we put Drake on there.
Boy, if I take gone,
yeah, I think his girl said. Get the
then
hell
he went.
Off
then
there,
he,
boy.
Like you said, speaking of that, then he went through his CEO phase. He signed everybody, Mama to Young Money.
Yeah, signing people.
He's trying, there's a lot of like people on that label that ain't dropped shit.
Imagine,
matter of fact,
imagine if him and Birdman never got into it. He had like 2 extra albums.
About
to say he can't join back.
Look at that nigga. What's that nigga name? That freestyle rapper J Mills been on that label for since the beginning. Nigga still got a fucking album. Drop his ass. Gutter Gutter got mixtapes. Who gives a fuck about Gutter Gutter? Drop his ass.
Hey, don't disrespect
Gutter
Gutter,
bro.
Hey, don't do that.
Fuck Gutter Gutter. Gutter Gutter. I don't hate that nigga. Check this shit off. I hate Kid Kid. I hate that was one of the. I hate that nigga verse on Officer because he sound retarded. Fuck that. All of them, they just got bodies on that label. That's like we talked about this, man. With QC, some niggas are, like some labels, you only need 5 to 8 artists. You don't need 20 niggas.
But that's a sub label, like, though. That's not a, an actual label. But yeah, even still, time, though, we look back now and say it's so stupid. At the time, we like, hey, Wayne signing everybody.
And I know, but even then, I was just like, this nigga trash.
And he even incorporated all of them on an album or two. That was crazy. Lil Chuck, Lil Twist, some of that stuff was stupid. I'm like, get the
money. I always heard Gutta had good mixtapes, but I'm like, I'm not checking for this nigga. So,
yeah, he had good mixtapes.
Body bag the beat, toe tag the eyes. Hey,
I was gonna say that nobody cares for going to jail. Wayne going to jail might have helped because he might have released a whole another album during the end.
We've been trash.
He
diluted it even more.
Yeah. Bro, we missed three Wayne albums from him going to jail and his fallout with Birdman. I promise we missed three albums.
Bro, like when Wayne gone, like it's gonna be so much music.
Do you see what Wayne look like? He about to be gone. That nigga need to get his health back. He look horrible.
Like how Pac had albums come out after he died. Like, bro, it's literally gonna be probably
another
500,000 songs that they could put together and release after he's gone. Bro, like,
and just continue to make money off his portfolio.
Yeah, bro. Like you're gonna be able to release so much music. Like, just think about the songs that he put in for Funeral. He said he put in like 70 songs, and Backman just picked out the ones that he's gonna put on there. Like, bro. Like, so times 50,
70 million, songs.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
T.I. turned 100 songs in Paper Trail. It's not uncommon.
Yeah,
100.
Yeah,
bro.
It's just crazy, 100. Bro. Like, Wayne is probably on stuff just rapping. Just
hop on this tour bus, start rapping, and get back off.
Songs just sitting around that, you know what I'm saying? We ain't heard it. Like, hey, it's crazy.
Real quick, while I was on my mind, remember when we was in the group chat and I brought up what Kaya said? Did y'all ever watch what she said about Lil Wayne?
Yeah,
that shit was the funniest shit I ever heard.
But then this nigga said something else though. Like Friday, him and 50 was talking
about exotic women.
He was talking about exotic and black women be angry and stuff like that. His daughter even came out and made a post about, she didn't mention him, but it's like, I'm black, I'm enough. No, I'm exotic, I'm all this. Like, bro, like,
yeah, you can't set off the nigga, you can't set up black women like that.
Baby mama black, your daughter black.
Toya is fine as hell.
Again, Wayne outside of music
is an idiot.
Like, he don't care about nothing but his little
bubble
circle.
His little bubble with drugs and women.
Like, he don't care about nothing. So, like, I don't know what.
I would say, bro, Lil Wayne look like he about to kick over. That nigga look like he's losing weight in his face.
Smoking weed, you don't sleep. Like, we know he does not try to sleep. Smoke weed and drink, like, bro, eventually you're gonna start looking old.
Peel.
Like, you look like
he's like the first hip hop version of an actual rock star. Like, that's what he wanted to be.
Right. You look like you do drugs, and that's what you come out looking like. Your hair starting to fade away, your hairline, your braids look like they falling out. Like, my nigga, like.
He got three dreads now. He went from a handful of dreads to three. Like, all that dying shit stripping his hair. Looking bad, nigga. Like, just imagine a bone structure in his face.
Yeah, he probably don't be eating. Like, all that stuff start to catch up.
And
bro,
the thing,
like,
is, bitch is still finding that attractive. He engaged again. I'm like, bro, y'all hoes don't got no type.
Bro, money.
Yeah, money talk. I mean, I was in high school. Bitch be like, Wayne cute. I'm like, bitch, what? I'm like, what?
Yeah, bro,
money make an ugly nigga look great. This is like, shit, I'm more Chestnut now? Like, what?
Is it, I'm trying to think. Oh, Drake said his album 80% done. Okay.
What's the name of it? Shut up, Gary. What's the name of it?
Shut up.
he ain't released the name.
Oh, it ain't Take Care 2? Oh, okay.
I doubt it. I doubt it.
No, it ain't.
He said he'll never release a sequel.
He already said that he'll never release a sequel.
Why is Big Sean so quiet? Like, I don't hear nothing about Big Sean. This is about women involved.
He'd release some singles, but then I don't know if COVID made him not want to release it or the singles, whatever. I don't know.
I said the biggest flop he had was what's up boy name? Young Metro, when he had the little track, that shit with Metro, that shit was trash. I was like, damn.
You still with old girl, Janae Aku, whatever name is.
They on and off, probably.
Yeah, they
far as I know, they're together. They just had a video together and stuff. What's the name? I'm trying to think. Hopefully Cole drop. Hopefully Kendrick drop. But when Drake, when all three of them drop, I mean, you know, that's a podcast right there. You know what I'm saying? Easy content. Track by track. Easy. Drake, this was trash. Too much fat on the album. You could have took it from 19.
That's what he's been doing a lot lately, though. Just having a lot of feelings.
No. He only did that on Scorpion. He had too many songs on Scorpion. That's it.
Way too many. I'm glad, bro. You know what song I'm tired of hearing, my niggas? I'm at work and they be playing music. I am tired of Lil Mosey, Blueberry Fango. That's one of the worst rappers out. Why is that nigga famous?
I don't even know that nigga, bro.
That was a nigga with the rat meat coat on the Bullshit Freestyle on the freshman cover this year with the baby and all them.
I don't even put energy into that.
Yeah, I'm just like, bro, I hear that song at least 10 times a night every week.
But hopefully, I say Drake gonna have at least about 15 on this
definitely
album.
I
feel like albums should just be 12 tracks now. Sometimes 15 be 12.
That's kind of about where he averaged it.
Because I feel like Thank Me Later had
Thank
like
Me Later was
12.
The shortest one. Yeah, Take Care had 19 plus the two bonus. What's the one with his head in the covers? That was pushing 17,
18. All Me was on the
Deluxe. Yeah, on the Deluxe, yeah. Sure was. If you read It's Too Late, that pushed 19 tracks. Like, that's where you're going to be at. Yeah.
Take Care had 20? It was up
yeah,
there.
Take Care, like I said, 19 plus the two bonus, the motto, another one, May 21.
If you read this, it's too late. 19. That had, like,
yep.
Yeah.
And then
I'm trying to say, and then Scorpion 25. Had two sides.
Yeah. 25 songs. Like, yeah, so.
Get into birthday song and making shit like that. Like, all right, bro. Okay,
bro. Okay, bro. Have a game song like Wayne. I'm putting all this on there. I don't care, bro.
I had brought this up earlier to you guys, but it's been something I've been thinking about for a while now. But what do you guys think of the popularity of fraud and scamming becoming so big in hip hop now? That shit is whack to me. I always thought it was like a bitch crime. Like, niggas, so I'm scamming niggas. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
I heard that one rapper, Money Man, talks about it a lot, but I don't listen to him.
Yeah, I heard Money Man a couple times, but I didn't know he talked about this shit. This was like a couple years ago when I heard him. I ain't know nothing about that.
I'm trying to think of anything else with big music. Ain't nothing really big happening.
Hove dropping.
Stop, bro. No, you're not. Don't get my hopes up. I doubt it. But yeah, hopefully, if Drake, Cole, and Kendrick all drop this year, that'd be crazy. Although it's getting kind of slim.
Kendrick said, like, you know, August. I know Punch from TDE was talking about, like, Kendrick ain't dropping no time soon. Niggas ain't going to appreciate it. You know, it's around the time when niggas were talking about, like, him and Cook trying to cancel him and Cole out for, like, the protests and shit.
Niggas don't.
$7 million,
like we invented doors 20 years ago. I drove Bentley Azores. Yeah, I'm just like, he's gonna drop it eventually. I always love the fact from Top Dog, them niggas never saturate the market. All right,
Gary.
All right,
Gary. I would love to talk to you all night, but I can't.
I know you got to go. It's 8 o'clock. You know you got to go to bed.
I'm finna eat some good fish. I think we hit everything though. NBA, NFL, music. August.
Shout out to my boy Vontae for making it for the most part.
Hey, listeners, be ready because we will be dropping the baby face and the beard episode soon this week or next week.
Be waiting on that. Whatever album drop, be waiting on that because that's going to be fire track by track.
Crystal,
you just know how we give it up.
Kept the tray on like Chris Paul.
We need a surprise. Hey, we need somebody who ain't even ready to drop them.
I'm telling you, Hov dropping, bro.
That'll shut down the world.
You know what would be funny? Jay-Z drop a mixtape.
It's going to be a Black Lives Matter geared kind of album. I'm telling you, bro.
I don't even want to see Jay-Z drop an album. I want to see Jay-Z drop a mixtape. He's just rapping his ass off.
He's not going to do it. Anyway, next.
He's rapping his ass off.
Lou. Bro.
Well, yeah, what's
bro,
up?
We're going to have to segue into our own kind of segment, too, bro. We're going to do like 20, 25 minutes. We're going to just pick retro albums and just track by track them.
Mm-hmm. I got one quick Jay-Z story.
The Eminem show.
I was,
No, real quick. I was listening to a Scarface biography, and he was telling me how like he did a song with Jay, when he's doing songs with Jay-Z. They'll be having a conversation. He'll stop mid-conversation, go to the booth, wrap his ass off real quick, and come back and still be talking like, what you talking about? Like, he'll just think of something that quick while he's talking to you and just lay that shit down.
I did it all with a pen. Y'all knew that was coming out of my y'all again.
I thought that shit was amazing. Projects. I'm like, how can you just like this is like us just talking right now on the podcast. We're like, hold on, I'll be right back.
Now you see the come real back. In the front row on every one of y'all televised shows.
That's why he the GOAT, bro.
Super that's facts. Like and that's I feel like him admitting that he didn't write the Lil Wayne said the same thing made a lot of bad music. There's a lot of niggas trying to do that shit not right. To the freestyle, and they just can't freestyle. And it came up, and I think that's a result of a lot of shitty music, like a 10-year period.
Yeah, but right, yeah, we're gonna have the baby face in the bridge segment. Me and Trey, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna do our little music segments. Me and Vontae definitely gonna talk about the trash ass Cowboys.
Cowboy corner.
Called Jerry's Corner. Called Jerry's Corner. Yeah. Other podcast, Jerry's Corner.
Jerry's Racist Corner.
Jerry's Front Porch. The South
Jerry's Plantation.
Come on down, Cowboys.
Oh, nigga, race.
Welcome to the plantation. We the stars big and bright out here.
I mean, Ludo won't admit it. What's nigga racist, bro?
He ain't said
a goddamn thing.
When they was talking about kneeling, though, he came out quick. No, we will be kneeling.
The Marcus Lawrence tried to play Steven out here. Don't worry about Jerry Jones. Like, nigga.
Sick of these niggas, bro.
LGTV, I'm out.
Yes, sir.
Hey.
Lou, Trey.